Hi. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. You're the new guy, right? Are they sure? Oh, hi. Hi. I'm Allegra. Or call me Allie. I tell everyone too, but hardly anyone does. Yeah. No. I'm not the rep. I'm the trainee. But I knew you were coming today, so I just didn't know when. Oh, no. Don't worry. No. You're not late or anything. We didn't know what time. They just told us that you'd be coming by today. So, I mean, technically, you could have got away with coming in 5 minutes before closing, and you still would have been golden. That's the option I would have taken. But no, it's good. I'm kidding. Yeah. Now, how long have you been standing here? And no one said anything? I'm so sorry. It can be a bit frosty in here, I guess I should say. In the beginning, people usually warm up, but I'm sorry, that's really rude. So have you been here before? Like, do you know where the offices are? Oh, okay, no problem. Would you like me to show you where it is? Like, I could show you around a little bit if you want. Yeah, of course, it's fine. No, like I said, there's no timeline for what you need to be doing. This is just a glorified orientation, if you want to call it that. And besides, I'm headed back there anyway, so I don't mind taking a long way around to show you. Unless you make a different tour guide. Okay, good. Yeah, well, come on, here. Here, let me take that. You get the whole box. Okay, I'll get that. You take this. Okay. So, okay, so this is our reception area. As you can see, kind of void of receptionists at the moment. I'm sure they're busy. They're super sweet. It's just not a lot of people around here. And then there's offices down there. That entire wing actually is accounting. They're generally really nice. Kind of shy for the most part, honestly. But I hate to feed into the stereotype, but in this particular situation, it is kind of true. They're reserved. But once you start talking to them, they open up pretty quickly. Nice people. Down there is the break room. The kitchen is through the door on the other side there. Word to the wise, if you could find a lunchbox that has a lock on it, that would be preferable, because sticky notes won't save your food. Not here. you can write your name on every single thing, and it will be eaten by someone. And then you will find your sticky notes in the trash. If you hear the pain in my voice, it's because I speak from experience, because I've had far too many of my things thrown away. So, learn from my mistakes. Buy something with a lock on it. Let's see. Or better yet, most of us go out anyway, so, I mean, you're totally welcome to come with us today if you want to. It's just me and a couple of my friends. Yeah, we don't do the whole giant lunch thing. It's just usually about 3 or 4 of us, and I guarantee they'd be perfectly fine with you coming. I know how kind of nerve-wracking a first day could be in a new company, and particularly one where you didn't exactly get a very warm welcome when you first got here. Oh, well, thank you. But it should have been there sooner. If I had known, like, you were here, I would have come out sooner. I just didn't know. Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Fair. Where was I? Oh, yeah, tour. So, okay. I'm gonna go. And, excuse me. Him, that guy right there, that just almost ran us over. That is the CFO, and he is not a happy camper. He will act very nice to your face when he meets you, which I'm sure he'll do. In the first couple days, is what he usually does. Make the rounds, you know? He will act very nice to your face, and then he will trash talk you behind your back. So, watch your step. And you did not hear that from me. Well, I'm taking a beep to trust you. You seem trustworthy. And then here, copy room. Copier number 3 is usually your best bet. The other ones, they're just kind of sucky, honestly. There's no real rhyme or reason. I just like 3. I'm gonna use the number thing. I don't know. And then that cabinet right there, it's got the ink and papers. It's self-explanatory on how to change them. Basically, rule of thumb there is you finish off the paper or the ink, you refill it, then you're good. Okay, down there, our salesman, that entire wing, proceed with extreme caution. If you have to go back there for anything, which at some point you probably will, there's no avoiding it, don't get too close to their cubicles, or they might think you're trying to steal leads and or spy on them. A whole number of very, very dramatic notions will spring to their minds, and they inevitably will get mad because they're a bunch of hotheads. But besides that, moving on. Oh, I know, I'm just giving you like the best impression of the place, aren't I? Look, I'm gonna be real with you, okay? I can pretend to be the corporate. Oh yes, everything's great here. We're a big family. We're a favorite. We have a specific culture here. No. Well, I'm glad you think the same way I do, because those are just big flags for a toxic work environment. Anywhere where they say we're like a big family is generally a good indication to run the other way. And it's not like that here. It's what you see is what you get. People are generally nice to each other, but at the end of the day, we're all here to work. We try to get along for the most part. We learn who the grumpy people are, and we avoid them as much as possible, and we just get on with our day. You know, it's not bad, but I think it's easier to know what you're getting into rather than learn the hard way, so. It's what you get in the master class here. Okay, good. Okay, I'm glad. I didn't want you to narc on me. I mean, I would deny it. I would completely deny it. And you're the new person, so they wouldn't believe you. Don't look so worried, I'm kidding. Serious. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do you like that. Okay. Oh yeah, I'm giving a tour. Oh, one of those mornings. Okay, bathrooms right there. Self-explanatory. Bathrooms are bathrooms. I'm afraid I can't give you any insider tips on that. I've only been in the ladies myself, so sorry. Can't recommend. Okay, the group right over there, make your own decisions, obviously, but I would avoid like the plague. a little bit toxic, a little bit catty, and let's just say if this were a movie, I'd say it was Mean Girls, and if you were looking for Regina George's group, that's them, right there. And come right over here, and voila, this is where we're gonna be. Yeah, no, I'm back here too. My cubicle's right there, actually, so this one right here, yours, so we are directly across from each other, so if you need anything, or, you know, small chat, I'll be right there, okay? Yeah, so just go ahead and drop your stuff there, and I will call, I'll call Gavin and tell him that you're here. Yeah, he'll get you set up with all the, you know, the red tape-ish. That's not my department. Well, no, this is my department. The red tape part isn't my department. Yeah, but the getting you set up and passwords and all that stuff. Yeah. No, I'm at HR training, so I'm kind of in and out. I do leave the office sometimes, which is probably the only reason I have any sanity left in this place, is because we're not working here every day, but I am here most days. Yeah, I thank you. I look forward to working with you, too. And also, I really hope for your sake you're into memes, because you're going to be getting some on the group chat. Just saying. Okay, good. Because if you weren't into memeing, you were about to get added to a group chat with a lot of strange words and pictures that probably wouldn't make much sense to you. But good, I'm glad you are a person of culture. That is encouraging, considering we're going to be right next to each other. I'll let you get settled in, and so I'll call Gavin. He'll get you set up with your computer and all the everything else, but yeah. I'll be over here. You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Glad to have another normal human being back here. And except if you have any questions, just let me know, okay? I'm happy to help.